Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Gittin Lamed Gimel. We are holding on the third line from the top of the Amud. Amar Rav Nachman. So back to the Mishnah, where we learn as follows. Barishoina, in the early days, a husband can just send a get and then decide to be mevatel that get wherever he is, from long distance. You don't have to actually approach that messenger or the isha and inform them that you have nullified the get. You can just cancel it wherever you are. But that created confusion and pitfalls, as we're going to see in the Gemara a bit later. And therefore, Rabban Gamliel, Hazaken, came and he was misaken that you may not do that. Why? Mipnei tikkun ha'olam, which the Gemara will soon explain for us. So stop canceling your get at a distance. Rather, if you wish to be mevatel the get, you have to inform the shliach, the isha, of what you are doing. Now, initially, when it was okay to be mevatel the get in front of just, you know, a bezdin in a different town, how many dayanim did that bezdin require? We have a machlekes. Rav Shesha says standard, you know, full count bezdin, 3 dayanim. Rav Nachman says in this case they did not require a full count bezdin, even a mini bezdin comprised of 2 dayanim, which is sometimes considered a bezdin, was sufficient for this purpose. Okay, so we're right in the middle of that discussion. Amar Nachman, mina aminila, how do I know, in fact, that even 2 dayanim are considered a bezdin? And yesterday we ended off with a Mishnah discussing the prusbul arrangement. So in order to ensure that there will be Yidden lending money to each other without fear of, you know, Shemitah canceling the loan, Hillel Hazaken was misaken a prusbul where you transfer your loan. The malva, the creditor, transfers that loan to the bezdin. They're sort of administering the loan, and therefore there's no cancellation in terms of Shemitah is concerned. So that prusbul document is what we discussed yesterday, and it contains a declaration from the bezdin. Look, we accepted the, you know, we were present when the Balchayev came, and he transferred it to us, and they signed the document, and that's his prusbul document, which allows him to collect after Shemitah. So Rav Nachman says, if you take a close look at that Mishnah, you will see that even 2 dayanim are considered a best. How do I know that? This not how dayanim chos min lamata, or your edim. Who signs on the bottom of that prusbul document? The Mishnah references either dayanim or edim. My love, shall we not assume it's comparable in terms of count? In terms of the number of individuals, dayanim, dumya de'edim, right? You can sign it either by way of the dayanim or the edim. We assume it's the same amount, same number of people, dayanim like edim, and we know that edim are 2. Ma edim shnayim, ma dayanim. Likewise, if dayanim choose to sign that document, nami is also shnayim. We're speaking about the same number of people. So apparently, 2 dayanim are considered a bezdin. Here as well, when it comes to be mevatel a get, 2 are sufficient. That's Rav Nachman's right. Rav Sheshes, he responds, me the area. How can you compare? Who says to compare Hokadisa of Hokadisa? Well, the dayanim are 3 and the edim are 2. Each one has its own set of rules. No comparing. Now, according to Rav Nachman, we understand why the Mishnah concludes with dayanim signing or the edim signing. It pretty much illustrate to us that the numbers are the same. But according to Rav Sheshes, different numbers. So why does the Mishnah have to say, you know, that you have 2 options, dayanim can sign, the edim can sign? It's pretty obvious that anybody can sign as a signator on the document. Lomer lilimisni dayanim, lomer lilimisni edim. Why does the Mishnah have to present both options? So kamash malon, the chiddush of the Mishnah is like this. You have 2 options in terms of drafting the prusbul document. You can either have the actual text worded in a Lashon Dayanim, We, the Dayanim, were present when the Malva came to us, and we officiated over the proceedings. It's more of a formal Dayan type of expression. And have it signed by the Edom, Reuven, Ben Shimon, Eid, etc. That works. Or the other way as well, Veloshna, no difference if it's Kasa, Veloshin, Edom, or Chasmi, Dayanim. If the actual text is written in a sort of a testimony, a witness type of format, you know, we saw the Dayan, this thing happening, and we're sort of testifying that it happened, and it's signed by Reuven and Shimon Dayan, Shimon and Levi Dayan. So either way, the point is the same. You have to have a body of a Dav, a principle, and the signatures on bottom. Whether it's written in this format, that format, it's okay. But not to say that we're speaking about the same number of people, Dayanama 3 and Edema 2, says Rav Sheshes. So that was in the good old days, but then Rabbi Gamliel came along and says, it's not going to work. You cannot be mevatel a get at a distance, far away. What's the tikkun olam that we're concerned about? What type of pitfall can it present? Tubshat. Rabbi Yechon Omar, very simple. Mipnei takonas mamzerim. It can generate mamzerim, chas v'shalom. If you cancel your get and the wife doesn't know when she remarries, big problem. Rav Shlagash Amar, a different issue. Mipnei takonas agunos, because it can generate agunos, abandoned, shackled women that cannot remarry. Explains the Gemara. Rav Yechonon Amar mipnei takonas mamzerim savala k'Rav Nachman, because Rav Yechonon is going with Rav Nachman, who told us, how many dayanim do you need? Just two. Now, when something is done in the presence of two, it doesn't necessarily make great waves. It doesn't make the news. Less luhukala, doesn't have the same power of publicity. In which case, she will never get wind of this fact that he was mevatel her get. She doesn't hear. She doesn't know. Vaazla umensuba, and she goes and remarries, thinking her get is valid. Vika mamzerim. There you go. Yeah, mamzerim generated. So stop this practice. No more bittul from far away. His concern is agunos. Why do we stop bittul at a distance? Agunos. Explains the Gemara. Sabalak Rav Sheshes. Rish Lakish is aligned with Rav Sheshes' shita. Who says what? The Amar Fnei Gimel. That initially the bittul will take place in front of three dayan. Now three make the news. Ubeit Lasa is Lukala. Any episode involving three people, it gets out. The word travels. V'shama, v'yada, and certainly the Isha will hear and find out about the bittul. V'loy mensibah, and actually she'll not go and remarry because she knows the get is bittul. And what happens? And she sits abandoned. V'takonas agunay sudiko. So here the concern is to address any possible abandoned women. And the way Rashi explains it, the husband, if it's easy for him to be mevatlet, he might do it to give her a hard time and leave her just, stranded. But once Rabbi Gamliel came and changed the procedure, no more bittul from a distance. If you'd like to be mevatlet your get, you have to get on your horse and go travel over there. Run after the shliach, or go tell the wife in advance of the arrival of the get. That's a big tircha. That takes real effort. And if his motive is just to give her a hard time, he wouldn't resort to that. So that sort of protects the interest of the Isha. Okay, so bottom line is, Al Pidin, you can do bittul from a distance. Rabbi Gamliel HaZakel canceled that option because of Tikkun Olam. We have two pshatim on that. Here comes a new machlekes, Tanur Rabbanan. We learned in a brice. Bittul, suppose, nowadays, after Rabbi Gamliel's takana, one goes ahead and does bittul from far away, in defiance of the takana. What happens? Does it work or not? Bittul mevutul, divrei Rabbi. Rabbi holds, although he went against the takana, after all, he was mevatel the get, the husband is in the driver's seat, and the get is no longer valid. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Eimer, no. He says, Einoy Yochel, post Takana, husband is totally not in control. He can't be Mevata, Loy Levatle, Loy Levatnoy, or if he'd like to add some conditions to the get, he can't do that. It's over. He sent it off. It's out of his hands. Shame came because otherwise, if you allow him to still have control, even after the takana of Rabbi Gamliel Azokin, then Makoyach Bezdin Yafa. What authority does Bezdin have to enact takanas if you can just go and violate them and defy them at will? Therefore, says Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, husband is powerless to be mevatel the get in this manner. Asks the Gemara, you know, it's all good and well. You want to keep the authority of Bezdin in place, but, you know, he was mevatel his get. Umi ikamidi. Since when do you have a situation? Demidareisa batel get. Menatira. The get is gone. Null and void. Umi shuman, because of this factor of makoyach Bezdin yofe sharina and eshes ish la'alma, you're going to keep the get intact and allow the woman who's technically an eshes ish, because there is no get, you're going to allow her to go and remarry? And says the Gemara, yeah, 100%, sure. You know why? Called the Mekadish, Adata the Rabbon and Mekadish. You know, when a person's Mekadish and Isha, what does he say? Hareyat Mekudeshes Libetabas Zu. And he adds three words, Kedas, Moshe Yisrael, in accordance with the laws and guidelines set forth and established by Moshe, the leader of Klal Yisrael. So, yeah, any Yid who's Mekadish and Isha, it's with that mindset. Inu Rabbonon the Kedushin Mina, and guess what? The Rabbonon undid his Kedushin. You're committed to our guidelines? Okay, we say you never married her if you engage in this practice. So this fellow was married 20 years, sent a get to his wife, decided to make this clandestine bittul. Chachamim say, she's free to remarry. What do you mean? It's no get. Well, you were never married. Asks the Gemara, Amrle Ravina Ravashi, Tenech the Kanish Bekas, but that works if a person is Mekadesh with coins, with a ring. So yeah, the power of Bezdin Hefker, is to undo that Ma'asa. They sort of render the ring ownerless. It wasn't yours, it was Hefker. So there's no condition, there was no marriage to begin with. So we have a mechanism in place to address that. But Kadesh Bebiya Meikel Memar, if this fellow is Mekadesh in another way, so we're interacting with her as married, how are you going to undo that? Bia. Answers the Gemara, there as well, Shavu Rabbanu Bilasei Bilasnus, Chachamim considered his interaction with her as a non-marriage related interaction, and therefore it has no Kedushin value. There was no Kedushin, there was no marriage, and she's free to go. So we had this one machlekes so far between Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Nowadays, where you're not meant to be mevatel clandestinely, if he went ahead and was mevatel, what happens? Rebbe says it's batel, the get is no longer valid. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, well, you went against the Takanas Chachamim, the get stands, and the way the Gemara explains it, there was never a marriage to begin with, either way she's free to marry. Tanur Rabbanon, here comes another machlekes between the same Tanoi, in a slightly different case, but slightly related to the previous discussion. Amar La'as Sora. Kisfu get li'ishti. Husband turns to 10 people and says, Rabbi Yisai, please write a get for my wife. Now, he did not use the word kulchem, which would require all of them to participate, in writing and signing the get. No, he said, kiss forget liishti, which basically allows all of them to take care of it, but they don't all necessarily have to be involved. So Rashi explains, one out of the 10 will write the get, Reuben will write, and Shimon and Levi will sign, and the rest don't necessarily have to be involved. So let's say the husband, decides to disqualify 2 out of the 10. Reuben and Shimon, I don't want you being involved. He can do that, even though the other one don't know about it. That's according to Rebbe Shita, Divir Rebbe. So basically, the other 10 will be involved, but the first 2 not. Rabban Shimon Gamliel, no, you can't do that. Eino yochel levatel ila ze b'fnei. If you want to disqualify, 2 out of 10, you can only do it in front of them all. They all must know about it. What's this machlekes dependent upon? What's it about? But Mikey Mifliki answers the Gemara, Be'idus shebotla miktsasa botla kulika Mifliki. The machlekes says if the husband is mevatel part of the Eidus, part of the group, Eidos Shabbat Mekzasa. Does that disqualify everybody? Is it like sort of all one package? In which case, says Rabban Shimon Liel, you shouldn't do that. And in fact, if you do it, we sort of cancel that directive. Meaning, if you ask 10 people to do it for you and you come back and you disqualify two, we don't reckon with that. Chachamim took away that power of yours. It's like the previous Gemara. Like Rabban Shimon Liel Shita in the previous Gemara, they sort of took you away from the scene. They took away your power to manipulate the procedure here, because, as the Gemara explains, Rabban Shumliel holds that in this case where you have addressed a group of people and asked them to be involved in your get, it's like one package. It's like all or nothing. If you rescind your authority from two of them, they're all incapable of being involved in the get. They all lose their authority. Eidu shebatl mektsasa, batl kula, everything's batl. So therefore, we don't allow you to do anything like that. Because, imagine, he asks 10 people, then he finds two on the street, and says, yo, you two, I don't want you being involved. And really, that affects everybody. Now everything's batl. The other 8 have no clue. Right? This was done without their knowledge. They have no clue that their whole task was cancelled. The whole job was rescinded. So they're going to go and proceed with the get, which is not really a valid get. Therefore, he holds, you can't do this. Shaloi b'fneze, it doesn't work. Rabbi Sovar, Eido Shabbat Mektasa Loi Batla Kulo. So again, that's the machlekes. Whether we say the whole thing is batla or not. According to Rabbi Shimon Liel, when you mevatel the shlichas of two, everything is batel, and that creates a danger of confusion, because the other ones will just proceed without knowing that their whole authority was rescinded. Whereas Rebbe holds, no. When you go back and you rescind the authority of two, you mevatel their personal shlichas, it doesn't affect the rest of the group. They can continue, they can proceed with giving the get. There's no concern of confusion or pitfall. Rebbe savar eidu shabbat mekzasa loy batel kula. So now if the other 8 go ahead, the kasvi, yahavi, write again and give it to her, it's fine. It's a perfectly valid get. We'll let them do that. And therefore there's no concern with revoking the authority of two individuals. Let the rest continue and give. Whereas Rabban Shimon, Gamliel Sovar, Eidu Shabbat L'Mekzos L'Bat L'Kula, when you mevatel part of the Eidus, part of the group, part of the shlichus, everything becomes batel. Everything falls by the wayside. And if we allow you to revoke the koyach of two of them, what's going to happen? V'anach. The rest of the group, lo yadi, will have no clue. V'az livakasvi, and they'll go on the right to get, v'yahavi, and give it to her, v'sharu. Eshes ish la'am. It turns out that Eshes ish is going and remarrying with an invalid get. So Chachamim took away your koyach, and you can't be mevatel a partial shlichus. That's one pshat, which is confusion dependent, which is pitfall dependent. Iboyis eme. Here comes another pshat. In the machloek of Yitin Rebbe and Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Not a gzera concern, not a confusion concern, more of a halacha concern. Straight away halacha concern. The kuli alma, everybody holds. Eidu shebat l'mektsasa, no, loy bat l'kula. Shemavat l'part of the shlichus, the rest can go and give the get. So there's no concern of confusion and pitfalls. V'acha hanu taimu. The Rabban Shim Gamliel, so what's his reason? Why can't you do this? He holds you can't, you simply can't. Kasavar milsa de misabda b'apit asara. He holds that a process which was initiated with 10 people. It's a package, it's a group. There's a collective undertaking of responsibility, and therefore tzricha be'asar, you need those same 10 to be present when you want to revoke it, lemishlafa, to pull it out, so to speak. So you can't just do a partial bittul. It's either all or nothing. Until you address them all as a collective group, until they're all aware of this bittul, doesn't mean anything. They're fully authorized to proceed with the get process. So bottom line, So far, we have two machlokes between Rebbe and Rabbi Nushim Gamliel. Right? So initially, the husband could be mevatel the get wherever he was, even without actually approaching the shliach or the isha. Rabbi Gamliel canceled that process. We have concerns of tikkun olam. And the question was now, let's say a person is mevatel. Shaloi b'fnei hashliach. Does it work or not? Rebbe says, b'deved it works. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds it doesn't work. Because otherwise, well, what good is the Bezin's authority if you can just defy their word and violate their takanos? So, husband can't be mevatel get in this manner. And actually, Rabbana took away his whole kedushin lemafreya. He was never married to her, so now she's a free bird. Machlokes number two involves a husband who addresses 10 people. Please go write a get for my wife. He did not say the word kulchem, which would require them all to be actually involved in writing and signing. He's pretty much authorizing 10 people to look after his personal business, to look after the get. He decides to revoke the power from 2-3 of them. Does that work? Rabbi says, sure, you can do that. According to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, you can't do that. We have two ways to explain, which is very important to keep in mind for the next Shtikl Gemara. The two ways were like this, two tracks. Is it another gzera type of concern, less to bring to confusion and pitfall and michshel, or is it more of a technical problem, which doesn't allow for this partial cancellation? According to track one, it was a takana issue, a gzera issue. Because according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Edo Shabbat L'Miktsasa, when a part of a Edus, we're calling them Edus, basically, part of the group is cancelled, everything gets cancelled as one. It's one unit, it's one package. So if you're in Vatal 2, without the other ones knowing, without the one other ones present, then they'll not reckon with it. And they'll go give the gift, even though they're really Vatal now. Going to Pshat number two, just a halachic problem. Once you authorize 10 people as a group, you can't just return and address 2 of them and revoke. You have to go and address the whole group as one. What will be the nafkamina? Iboilo. Here comes a new question. Kulchem mahu. Husband approaches 10 people and says, Kulchem! Kisvu get liishti, all of you. Give a get to my wife. Right? So all of you sign the get. So now he actually wants them all to be involved in signing the get. Mahu. Can he go ahead and mimavato? Kick 2 out of the group without the other ones knowing. Shaloi b'fnei kulam. Can he do that or not? And it depends on those 2 tracks mentioned before. Let's see. Tama de Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Is Rabban Shimon Gamliel's Shita based on the first track, Mishum de Kasavar Edos Shabbatla Miktsasa Batla Kula, that when you cancel part, everything gets cancelled, and therefore you shouldn't do it because the other ones won't know and they'll go give the get? That concern would not apply in this case. You know why? Vahani over here, Kivan de Amr Lukulcham, since he's requiring all of them to actually sign the get, Limatsu Kasvi Vihavi. They know they can't just, 8 of them can't just get up and write a get and take it away. They're going to meet up to sign it together, and they'll find out that the get was batel. The shlichus was batel. They won't do it. So over here, there's no concern of pitfall. In the previous case, the other ones can just run and do it themselves. And here he said, kulchem, they all have to sign. They all have to be there, all 10 of them. So over here, there's no concern if we allow the husband to be mevatel part of the shluchim. Shaloi b'fnei the other ones. So that's one approach. Oidilma, or perhaps track number 2 was right. Tama de Rabban Shimon Gamliel. His reason was Mishum de Kasavra called Milosodemus Abda Ba'ape Biasora, something which was done in conjunction with a group of 10. Tzricha Biasora Lemishlafa. If you want to revoke it, if you want to cancel it, if you want to alter it, you need all 10 there. Vilkach, and if that's the case, Afilu Kulchem Nami, even in this case where it's Kulchem, you can't change the terms of the deal unless everybody's involved. Toshmai comes a riot to the shayla. Basically, we're going to look for a case a brisa which would seem to contain a case that solves our question. It's going to be a case where there's no issue of confusion and pitfall, because there's awareness, everybody knows what's going on, and still you can't do it. Okay? That would indicate to us that it's more of a halachic technical thing. You have to be, everybody has to be involved if you want to revoke, if you want to alter the conditions. Okay? Tashma, Amalishnaim, it turns to two people. This is the husband, right? Tnu get li ishti. Give a get to my wife. The halacha is, when you speak to two people and you ask them to make a get for you, they both have to sign. They're like the Eidim. Okay, so there's no issue of unawareness. They both are participating. They're both there. They both have to actually be involved in making the get. It's like kulcha. What does the Brisa say? Can a husband cancel one without the other? Yeah, yachal levatal zeh. Shalei b'fnei zeh. You can cancel Reuben without telling Shimon. Divir Rebbe. Rav Shimon leil Eimer. No. Eino yachal levatal el zeh b'fnei zeh. No, even in this case, you can't be mevatel one on his own. They both have to be there if you want to be mevatel. V'hashnayim. Now the case of instructing two people, d'chi kulchem dami, is like the case of kulchem, because they're both actively involved. They're both signing the get. U'pligim, we have the same achloikas. Meaning, still, even in this case, where there's no concern of unawareness and keeping the other one in the dark, because they're both going to be there. They're both going to know what happened. The one aide will inform the other one about the bittel. Still, we have a machleik, same machleikus. Rabban Shingam Leil says you can't do it. Apparently, his concern is track two, the other pshat that we had, which was, well, when you granted authority to a group, or in this case, it's two people. If you want to change things, you have to approach them again and change it as a collective entity. You can't do one without the other. Right? Because in this case, again, there's no concern of confusion. Because they're both going to be actively involved in any get that will be written. And if one aide knows that the get was canceled, he'll tell the other one. If one aide knows that the shlichus was canceled, he'll tell the other one. So why can't you? Because you just can't. You imposed the job, you gave them the shlichus as a group, you have to remove it as a group. Amar Rav Ashi. No, maybe, perhaps, the concern is still because of the gzeira. And you're right, ibe edik siva. Suppose these two edim were tasked with actually writing and signing the get, in which case they have to do it, you know, in tandem with each other. Achinami, you're right. If that would be the case of the brisa, everybody would agree that you can be mevatel. You know, one and not be concerned that the other one will go ahead and proceed with the get, because he won't do it on his own. He'll meet up with the first aide. He needs him to complete the get. He'll find out that the whole thing was cancelled. What then? You know what type of task, you know what type of shlichus we're speaking about? He tasks them with delivering the get, not writing it, delivering the get. So he approached two friends, Reuben and Shimon, please deliver this completed get to my wife. Amar l'shnayim t'nu get l'ishti, go bring it to her. And that contains a gzera, that entails a real chashash. Why? Because picture the following case. He tasked two people with delivering the get. And then he goes and is mevata one of them. Don't be involved. And we learned that miktsas is mevatel everything. So the first fellow can't either go deliver the get. And unbeknown to him, right, he's going delivering the get. Because, you know, you don't need two people to actually physically deliver a get. He happened to ask two people to do it for him, but technically one could just take it and do it. So he's totally unaware, he's totally in the dark. Reuben has no clue that the husband had approached Shimon, Shaloi Bafanov, right? Not in Reuven's presence, and was mevatel shlichus, which nullifies the entire shlichus of Reuven as well. He has no idea, so he's going to continue and give the get. And that's a chashash, that's a gzera. You're going to be matir and shesish. But in a case where they're both given a job of writing and signing a get, in which case they both have to participate. Both Edom have to sign. So there's no concern of being mevatel the shtichas of one, shalai b'fnei the other, because ultimately they'll meet up and they'll share that information. They'll discover that the get is batel. I'll prove to you, in fact, that we're speaking about this type of shlichus, the Tani Sefer, because the Brisa continues. Amar lezebefnei atzmai. Who is lezebefnei atzmai? Husband approaches Reuven separately, delivered the get, and Shimon, later on in the day, says, you know, please play backup. I gave my get to Reuven for delivery. Make sure it happens. So he didn't sort of group them together. They're not one unit. In this case, we allow bittel. Yochel levatel ze, shalai befnei ze. He can go to Shimon, be mevatel Shimon's partner the shlichus without Reuven being there. Okay, so the reason is because they're not one unit. He did not task them together as one. He approached Reuven separately, and then Shimon separately. So they're not considered one, tied together as one unit, and you can mevatel one without the other. And Bimavatel Shimon's shlichus doesn't affect Reuven's shlichus. Reuven therefore can continue and deliver the get. So I Amr Spishlema Beidi Heilacha. If in fact the Brisa is speaking about Edom that were given the job of delivering the get, Shaper, it makes sense that you can nominate Reuven separately and Shimon separately. It's unrelated. But if we're speaking about asking two fellows to actually sign the get as witnesses, well, witnesses have to see the Maisa together. They have to both be present together when the husband gives that instruction. How can you just combine two random individuals? We learned this in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. You can't combine two witnesses unless they saw the story as one. So apparently we're not speaking about Edei Chasima Saget. We're speaking about couriers, in which case you can ask one and then ask the other, which supports my pshat in the Braisa. No, says the Gemara. No, that's not a raya. Perhaps we're speaking about Edei Ksiva, Edei Chasima. And as to your question of combining two unconnected witnesses, maybe you could. Dilman, perhaps, Rabbi Shimon Karcha Svirle, the Braisa is going with the Shita of Shimon Karcha, who allows combining witnesses in this manner. Because ultimately, they both heard from the husband, even though they heard it at separate times. So let's stop for a second and just recap this whole Gemara. So the Mishnah speaks about Barishayna, and then after the Takana of Rav Gamliel HaZaken, where he was Mevatel that Barishayna practice, which was that they were free to, the husband was free to be Mevatel get wherever he was without actually informing, the shliach or the isha, but that of course created concerns of tikkun olam, whether mamzerim or agunois. So they changed that practice. You can no longer do that. You have to go and find the shliach holding the get and tell him to stop. It has to be done publicly. You can't just clandestinely go and cancel your get. What happens if he does it today? According to Rebbe, it's batel. According to Rabbi Nishim Gamliel, Bezin has a power which overrides his shlichu, his bittul, and we consider her an unmarried woman. That was one machlekes. Second machlekes was if you have a group of people tasked with looking after the get. He approached only part of the group to be mevatel. What happens then? According to Rebbe, that part is bottle. According to Rabban Shimon Gamliel, nothing is bottle. So regarding these two machlekes, what's the psak halacha? Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda Shamis Mnei. I heard from Rav Abba Tarti a psak halacha regarding, both these discussions. Chadaka Rebbe. In one halacha, we paskin like Rebbe that the bittel works. V'chado. In the other halacha, Kurab Shim Gamliel, that doesn't work. I'm not sure which one is what. Lo yadana hai k'Rebbe, v'hai Kurab Shim Gamliel. I'm not sure who he paskin like in which case. So it's one on one. Which one is? I'm Rav Yosef, Nechsi Anan. Let's analyze this. Let's figure it out. Dechi Asa Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Omar, he said, Masa, there was a story of Asa Rebbe, and Rebbe carried out the halacha k'divrei chachamim, like the chachamim. Now, what is this in reference to? So Rashi brings it to Gemara in Ksubos. So, you know, this fellow is trying to cash in on his lien against his borrower. The Bezdin got involved, and the Bezdin sold off some of the assets, but they committed an error in terms of appraisal. Okay? So what happens now? So according to one shita there, if it's an exaggerated, over appraisal, so then we say it's batel. Okay? But according to Rav Shimon Leal, no. If Bezdin carries out a process, puts through an appraisal on a sale, ma koyach Bezdin yafe. Otherwise, what's the point of Bezdin's authority if we go into question and we challenge their processes? Okay, so that's his shita. And the Gemara relates a story where Rebbe initially followed Chachamim, ma'asav asa Rebbe k'divrei Chachamim, that he sort of retracted, he nullified the sale there because it was an inaccurate appraisal. But what happened? Amar Lafana, Rabbi Parta. So Rabbi Parta approaches Rabbi. And he was Benoi, the son of Rav Lezer and Parta, who was Ben Benoi, and he was the grandson of Rabbi Parta Gadol. And he asked Rabbi, Im Kain, if that's how we treat Bezdin's dealings, Ma Koyach Bezdin Yofa, what's the point of Bezdin? What type of authority? We're undermining their authority. And Rabbi conceded, Rabbi retracted, V'chazar Rabbi V'asa, he followed the Shita of Kerab Shim Gamliel, who subscribes to this concept of Koyach Bezdin, whatever is done is done. Right? So you see clearly that the Rebbe himself was Chayzer. He agrees with Rabban Shimon that we have to empower the Bezdin. So in the Machlekes in our Sugya, right? That was the first Machlekes here. Whether we go with Koyach Bezdin or not, right? Bezdin says no bittel from long distance, and he went and did it anyways. Rebbe says, okay, done is done. But the opposing Shita holds, Rabban Shimon Leal holds, no. Koyach Bezdin overrides that, and we ignore his bittel. So if Rebbe agrees in that Gemara and Ksubis to this concept, we assume he agreed with it here as well, and he was Chayzer. And apparently, in terms of these two discussions, where we know that Rabbi Abba paskened in one like Rebbe and one like Shimon Gamliel, we assume in the first halacha he paskened like Shimon Gamliel, because even Rebbe, who is the disputant of Shimon Gamliel, took on his shita over there in Ksubis. So in case number one, we apparently paskened like Shimon Gamliel. The husband's mevatel a get at a distance; it's worthless. The bittel is ignored. And since in the first case we go like Rav Shimon, hach, and the second machlekes, Rebbe, you pass like Rebbe because it was 1-1, right? So we determined which one is Rav Shimon Gamliel, the other one's like Rebbe. Says the Gemara, va'af Rav Yosha de ben Usha. Here's he as well. This amira also held likewise. So v'chada k'Rebbe, v'chado k'Rabbi and Shimon Gamliel. One machlekes like Rebbe, the other one like the other. The Amar Rav Rachana. Rav Chana tells us a story. Chamisha Sabi Havinan, we were sitting five elders, Kamei de Rabbi Yeshe de Nasha, in front of this Amoy Rabbi Yeshe de Usha. Oh, Sahu Gavar Kamei. So it happens that as we were sitting there, this fellow was involved with litigation with his wife, comes there and gets involved in the Din Torah, and Rabbi Yeshe de Usha ruled against him, va'ashkele gita, and he forced him to give a get al korchin against his will. Right? He forced him to give a get. As per the halachas and sachas ksubis, in some cases we impose a get on the husband. And these chachamim were sitting there, and they were involved in making the get and signing on the get and edus on the get. And Omar Lon. So Rabbi Yashia, who was running the whole process, tells us, quickly, get away from here. Zilu atmuru, go hide. V'kis will write to get for her. Why? So that the husband can't find you to be mevatel the get. You need to be fun of. He's not going to find you, so that's going to, you know, nix it in the bud. Right? No more bittul issues. Asks the Gemara, V'alvisa gedetach k'Rebbe, if Rabbi Yashu would follow Rebbe's shita that you can be mevatel, but the evidik can be mevatel wherever he is, then what's the point of hiding him at Tamri? Even if they hide my Havi, what's the gain? Elo shmami, no, okay, Rabbi Shimon Liel. Severely, apparently, he was going, Rabbi Shimon Liel. Then unless the Edom are here, he can't be mevatel to get. Okay, so that pretty much proves that. And regarding the other machlekas, machlekas number two, could he mevatel part of the shluchim, part of the Edom, without the other ones? V'yisa gadaitach, idach nami, k'ram Shimon Liel. And if it were so that Rabbi Yashu took on Rabbi Shimon Liel's shita regarding the second question, that he could only be mevatel when they're all here, lamalahu utmuri. So why does he have to tell him to go hide in order to circumvent any concerns of bittul? We have a more simple solution than having to go into hiding to prevent the husband from playing games. Levadru ivduri. Very simple. Let them just disperse. The Edom should just, you know, separate from each other. So now husband can no longer meet them all as one and be mevatel them as one, which is the requirement. So apparently, Elish Mamino Chanda Karebi. True, in the first halacha, the Iker halacha, can you be mevatel without the shliach here, and that he holds like Rabban Shimon Gamliel. So hiding provides a solution. But regarding question number two, when you have a group involved in making the get, can you just cancel part of it? Chadak Rebbe, and that halacha held like Rebbe. So dispersing them, separating them, won't help you much. Because he can mevatel as soon as he finds one of them. V'chado, regarding the other halacha, that you need to have the shleach present, you're right. And that we see clearly, k'rab shingam liel, and therefore, hiding provides a solution to that problem. So according to these shitas, in terms of psak halacha, regarding the two discussions, it's one-on-one. V'ravam rav nachman, no, halach k'rabbi b'shtein, in both cases we follow Rebbe. So in terms of the group tasked with doing the get, even be mevatel part of them works. You can mevatel part even if you don't meet the other ones. Regarding the first question as well, if the husband goes and is mevatel, shaloi b'fnei yashliach, it works as well. We don't reckon with the svara of koyach bezn. He shouldn't be doing it, but if he does it, it's a bittul. Asks the Gemara, really? V'les li Rav Nachman? Right, Rav was quoting Rav Nachman, right? Rav Nachman doesn't hold that a svara ma koyach bezn yafa, that we give Bezin the ultimate authority to override all violations. Rav Nachman himself tells us in a different halacha, the name of Shmuel, that we do adopt this idea of Koyach Bezin Yaf. So we have a case like this. Isoimim, we have youngsters, Shabo Lach, like B'nich Zehavim, they're coming to divide their father's inheritance. And they're not so familiar with the ins and outs of real estate, so we have Bezin looking after them. Bezin, Ma'amidin, Lehem, Apotropos, Bezin, appointed administrator, Boyerlem Chelk Yafim, go, you know, they'll go and choose, you know, they'll divide the real estate properly so that each child gets what he deserves. Higdilo, now the children grow up and they become bigger and smarter. Yichaylim Limchais, they can protest, they can say, look, you know, this was unfair, I was supposed to get this side, not that side. That's the first sheet of Rav Nachman the Deyamar, Rav Nachman, who quotes Shmuel, Rav Nachman himself disagrees. Higdilo, ain't Yichaylim Limchais. No, even if they grow up and they dislike their portion, they cannot appeal it. You know why? Bezin was involved. It's a done deal, Dim Kane, because otherwise, ma koyach bezin yafa. In which way is bezin exercising their authority? They're the last word, and they carried it out. They implemented this. No cancellations. So if that's the case, why is our halacha different? Why do we allow the husband to carry out his cancellation in spite of Bezdin's objection? Hasam a big difference. Over there, we're speaking about mammon issues. where we know Hefker, Bezin, Hefker can play a very central role in carrying out Bezin's decisions. So if it was implemented by Bezin, it's too late. Even if it was done in a perhaps slightly unjust way in their perception, it's over. Hefker, Bezin, Hefker. Whereas by Get, was dealing with Isser Beheter. Husband was Mevatel the Get, period. It's not a Get. Despite the fact that he defied the wishes of Bezin. And he doesn't hold the svara that we had before. You know, that the Chachamim umafkia the whole Kedushin, and he was never married to her. It's going a bit too far, and therefore he holds that ultimately if he was Mevatel the Get, the Get is Batel. Okay, so let's just do a quick summary. We have a Mishnah. A fellow sends a get to his wife, and he has a change of mind, change of heart, he wants to be mevatel. Berishona, they would be mevatel, you know, wherever the husband was. But of course, that created concerns, tikkun olam. Now, what were the tikkun olam issues? Either takanas mamzerim, because the isha will have no clue that it wasn't his battle, she'll go remarry, or takanas agunis, making it too easy for the husband to cause trouble. So we stopped that practice, rather. You have to go actually find the shliach or the isha and inform them of the bittul. Now, initially, how many dayanim were needed to be mevatel? We have Rav Nachman who says two, Rav Shesha says three. Nowadays, Rav Gamliel is mevatel this whole practice. What happens if the husband does the bittul anyways? Rebbe says it's mevatel, and Rabbi Shimon Gamliel disagrees. The koich of Bezin overrides it, and it works by nullifying his whole marriage to begin with. So the get is still a valid get. She can go and remarry. Machlokes number two involves a group of people who were tasked with looking after the get. The husband decides to be mevatel, you know, take some of them off the list. Can he do that? Rabbi says, yeah. And Rabbi Neshumul says he can't do it. We have two pshatim. Either, again, it's a gzera-based, takana-based concern, or we view them as one collective entity. You can't alter and change and manipulate without everybody present. The question, you know, was which approach to take. We tried to bring a raya, and we did not have a conclusion on that. Halacha l'maisa, according to some shitas, in the first case, we paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that the husband power has been revoked by the koyach bezin. He cannot be mevatel at a distance. Whereas in case number two with the bittul miktzas, we follow Rabbi Shita that it works. And according to Rabbi Amar Rav Nachman, we paskin like Rabbi on both accounts. All the best to you and much hatzlacha.